Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining me today for Friday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And the people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and said to him, Abitha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sisters and brothers in Christ, I love baptizing babies and toddlers. I also pray for them and their parents and godparents because it is the responsibility of the parents with the help of the godparents to teach and form their children in the Catholic faith. I tell parents that the greatest legacy and gift that they can leave their children is a robust faith in God through Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit. This means that the parents and godparents must be strong in their Catholic faith. One of my favorite parts of the rite of baptism is Abitha, which has its origin from today's gospel. The people brought to Jesus a deaf man who had a speech impediment. Jesus put his finger into the man's ears and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Abitha, that is, be opened. Immediately the man's ears were opened and his speech impediment was removed. After I do the sign of the cross on the ears and mouth of the child, I invite the parents and the godparents to do the same. I share with them this story and the gospel and explain that their godchild or child's ears are now open to hear God's words through His word and speak His truth for others. But first, the parents and the godparents, along with their families in support of their parish family, must form the child in the Catholic faith. The parents are the heads of their family, the domestic church, in communion with the Catholic Church. Amen.